5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Pick that bottom bloody lip up, mate, and get firing.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Shut up, Daisy.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Ah, I feel better today. Beautiful, sunny day. It has been all day, Daisy, and I welcome you. Great to have you on board.
Oh, Bill, I'm up and about today. There is no stopping me. Sunny Melbourne, as you said. The sun's just about to set. We'll finish this show up, and I am off to the Mount Erica. Pots off the wood, a steak, some mushroom sauce. If I make it in tomorrow, good bloody luck to you.
Well, you're better. Fair dinkum. We've been doing that for a month down here, by the way. But it is Wednesday. It's hump day. And, of course, we have the grand final hump day quiz. Can you believe two blokes from Kangupna? Do you know someone from Kangupna?
Well, I actually do. When I saw the name, the side bottoms are from Kangupna, or however the bloody hell you say it. And The great football club from Kangupna is called The Road, or The Roads. Well,
oh, the road they are, because guess why? It's a very important road, the Kangupna Road, from Shepparton out towards, where do you go?
Kangupna.
No, you go to Catamatite, believe it or not. We're also points bet. We've got a special guest on today, Elliot Forbes.
Big Red. He will have everything for you, Fat. You love Big Red. He's your man at points bet.
He gives us our bonus bets, so we're very important there. And Dylan Buckley, your man.
Yeah, my man, the great Dylan Friends podcast, and also Movember ambassador. So we'll get to talking to him about all things Movember, but also about football, because he didn't have the greatest career, but posted. He's come up with some great ideas and just some initiatives that I reckon would be right up your alley.
And I loved his old man. What a star he was. But we must say welcome to the one and only, not sure what shirt he's wearing today, but old Ryan Warren.
Get some beers, get some whatever, and start celebrating.
And we are celebrating today, Bill. Don't worry.
Is that
about
all you've got?
That's all I got. That's all we need.
It took 10 minutes for you to put all that together in our meeting, and you've gone with that, Rabsy. Fair dinkum, Rabsy.
Well, get some beers. It's time to celebrate. It's what Victorians are saying at the moment.
Where are you going tonight?
Just across the road here. Golden Gate.
Well done.
Yeah.
Well done. Hey, what about this? Some sports news. I don't think we've got a sponsor, have we?
No.
What about our concrete?
Read this rundown sheet that Jill spends hours on.
A concrete mate down at Colac. No, just the one day last week. Hey, Gary Ablett has broke his shoulder in the first 5 minutes of the grand final. Now, what is a broken shoulder, please, Daisy?
Well, the shoulder is a rather large area when you actually break it down, Bill. So there's many ways to break it. They haven't gone into a whole heap of detail. So you can obviously break the back of it, which is more the shoulder blade region or the scapula. Yep. Or you've got the bones throughout the middle of it. So a lot of the time when you do have a dislocation, you can chip a bit of bone off. I'm not sure how bad it all is, but apparently the surgeon's going to have a look at it and they'll come up with the best course of action there. But that's a huge effort to get back on. It's bad enough if you dislocated it, but if it's actually broken, no wonder he was looking a touch ginger out there.
Exactly. And I'm not sure if he is he likes the needle, you know, if he does have the needle. So that'll be interesting also. And Brandon Parfitt. As the great Brian calls him, he broke his thumb in the grand final and kept playing. That's a good effort also.
That is a very good effort. It just shows that blokes will do whatever is required for their team. Basha Hooley, of course, did his calf in the first couple of minutes as well when Vlostone went down. So, that grand final had it all, didn't it?
It did. Carlton Ford, Taylor Harris. We all know Taylor, of course. She has been named the Young Victorian of the Year. She's only 23. Achieved the honour not for only her talents on the field, but her selfless work off the field. And you know what else she does? She's a boxer. She's very good in the boxing ring. She's had 8 fights and won 8 fights. Oh. And I tell you, male or female footballers, do they do some great work off the field, don't they?
Absolutely. She's been a real ambassador and a real game changer in the sense of working with that online bullying stuff. Of course, she had the famous incident, that famous photo now where the trolls went after her. And instead of sitting there and just copying it and sulking, she has really gone out and made a difference in the community and really helping not only young girls, but young boys and girls who are going to face a lot more of that coming through because social media is so prevalent in this day and age.
Spot on, Daisy. The Giants had their best and fairest for the first time ever. Two players tied for the Kevin Sheedy medal. Nick Haynes, who's a very good player, and Lockie Whitfield won his second. So well done to Lockie. Well done to Nick. Just going through the top 10 there.
Who's Toby, not there?
Well, Toby Green's at 7, Matt DeBoer 8, Cor Coniglio at 10, the captain. No Jeremy Cameron, Daisy. What does that tell you?
Well, it says he's on the way out, and he probably had a little kicker in that. You can't actually, of course, confirm it, but
I reckon
footy clubs have been really handy at this across the years, especially when you're on your way out. If you just had a little bonus down to 10th or something, it's crazy how you can just finish one vote out of it.
Adam Treloar, this is unbelievable, this what's happening there. This, as I said yesterday, it can split footy clubs because it splits teammates. He's very popular and the players would love him, but also the supporters are jumping up and down. And there's no home for him in Queensland. Apparently, both Brisbane and the Gold Coast said, no, we haven't got him in our plans. Eddie Maguire spoke on the Hot Breakfast this morning. First time, really, we've heard from someone from Collingwood. And Eddie had this to say.
The other big one is Adam Treloar. It's creating a lot of discussion this week, Collingwood's position. But I'd like to emphasise this morning, I think both parties are just exploring whether there's a mutually beneficial deal here. It's no secret his partner's going to play netball in Queensland for up to 2 years. It's no secret that he's very close with his partner and his baby. So if there's a mutual solution that suits Collingwood and suits Treloar, I think that's working. That's what they're trying to work towards. I don't think
there's no secret. There's a few reporters winding this into a frenzy when there's no frenzy to be seen. So this will all be done in an elegant way if it's done at all.
Well, if Tom Brown goes missing tomorrow, you know who's the reason behind that.
What is happening here, Daisy? You're just out of the game. You know what's happening.
Well, I don't know in the sense of what is actually happening in terms of what the deal will be, but it seems like he's on big money. He's on up to 900K a year before these sort of reductions and deductions have come in. So that's for another 5 years. Collingwood have now, since that deal, they've got Dacos, the Brown brothers, DeGoey. They're going to push Phillips out the door, and they've still got Adams and Pendlebury all firing through that midfield. So I think they've realised that, and especially now the idea has come about as his partner's gone up to the Gold Coast, is that, well, maybe they can push him out the door in a audibly fashion, get something in return, like a big forward, which they're absolutely screaming out for, have someone subsidise his payment, and then they can get someone in for and free up a bit of space. Obviously, they have to still get the DeGoey deal across the line. There's plenty going on there. But as you said, the lack of noise coming out of the Pies has been absolutely deafening. And when Eddie's getting a little bit grumpy, you know, there must be something slightly serious and true to it.
Oh, stand by. Hey, the footy world is in mourning after the death of Essendon icon Dr. Bruce Reid. He was a star, 74 years of age, 2-year health battle. But great man. I didn't know him that well, to be honest, but I met him a couple of times. But the Essendon players, one and all, loved him. And it's funny how they love the doctors. The doctors are great at footy clubs.
Absolutely, they are. More than 36 years at clubs, senior medical officer. So that's a huge amount of time in footy. And the doctors, really, they're the ones you go to. They're the ones that sort of keep all your secrets in terms of if you've got an injury, they'll let you play, or they'll jab you up secretly, or if you don't want to train and you tell them you've got the slops, they'll send you home. So they're the ones. And if you get a good club doctor, it goes a long way to having a great club. So to him and the Essendon Football Club, to his family, our thoughts are with them and the Essendon Football Club, of course.
Well said, Daze. Hey, the cricket fixture is out. I love this because Australia are taking on India. India coming out here, and we're going to have 3 one-dayers in Sydney, and Canberra starting November 27. And then we have 3 20 T20s in Canberra, Sydney. And then the first test, believe it or not, will be at Adelaide Oval, a day-night game, December 17, the pink ball test. And then the second test, can you believe this? Melbourne Cricket Ground, Boxing Day test, December 26, Daisy.
Well, keep those fingers crossed, fat man, because that could be unbelievable. The summer of cricket could be not only be back on, but as you say, the MCG, what a great place to social distance at as well. 90-odd thousand, you can half fill it, and it'll be perfectly done. So that's very exciting. Obviously, the news about the restrictions lifting, and then hopefully on the back of that too, the summer of tennis as well, which is always a huge one. Not only for sports lovers, but for the economy as well. So fingers crossed we can just keep soldiering forward up here.
It is the third test in Sydney too, January 7. That's a pink test. And then the fourth test will be up at the Gabba, January 15. Now, people have been hanging out. You guys have been hanging out for a beer and a steak. A lot of people have been hanging out for different things. And have a listen to this. A lady waiting outside Kmart for this.
How long have you been waiting?
Since 6 p.m. So excited. Like, I just don't even know what to say.
What are you two here for tonight?
I actually came to buy new undies.
How long since you last bought your fresh pair of undies?
I haven't bought undies for months.
Like, how good's that?
Lining up to get some undies. I'm not sure what sort of undies you need that need renewing every couple of months. Maybe the ones that you get around there, or the edible ones. But no, that's people are going bunter up here. They're just pumped bunter to be absolutely out and about. So well done to all Victorians, because it looks like we've broken the back of it and we got some freedom as a reward.
Well, something's happening next month is Movember and it's 17th year. And Dil Buckley, one of your former teammates, one of the ex-Giants as well, is going to tell us how you don't have to grow a mow to raise some money for Movember. That's coming up next on The Rush Hour with Billy and Daisy. On the Triple M app and on your radio, this is The Rush Hour with Billy and Daisy.
Our next guest can tell you a thing or two about the challenges of footy. He played 41 games for Carlton and GWS before retiring at the end of 2018.
Flicks it over the top to Buckley, can charge the half forward and drop a long bomb from 55!
But now, he's taking on an even bigger challenge as an ambassador for Movember, helping change the face of men's health. Please welcome Dylan Buckley.
Oh, one of the greats to have ever pulled on the Carlton jumper, Bill. Not only did he kick long bombs from 60, he once celebrated a point in the last game against Essendon like he had won the grand final. And as we've just heard, doing some wonderful things. But firstly, Dil Buckley, what are you doing right now that you're allowed out in Melbourne?
Mate, that's one of the best introductions I've ever had. Let me just set this straight quickly. It said I retired. By no means did I retire, mate. I was given the arse twice. I'm a proud member of being delisted twice. So please don't ever muck that up again. But no, thanks, boys. Thanks so much for having me. First day out of lockdown. It's exciting. I've just realised I'll have absolutely nothing to do. I don't really have many mates at all. So it's sort of a bit disappointing.
One of those is the old great Tommy Sheridan, of course. some call him Timmy. And I want to know, did you get invited to the Giants Best and Fairest last night? And was Tom up there also?
Mate, as I said earlier, I was given the arse. And Tommy Sheridan, he couldn't cop it on the lips. He had to retire. Now, if you tell me this, if you're getting one game in 2 years, you don't retire. No one retires from footy. So cop it on the chin and move on. But Tommy, no, he hung the boots up, he retired, and apparently, from all reports last night, got up at the BNF and made a speech, which is incredible. So I don't know how he gets off these days, Tommy Sheridan.
Now, Dil.
He made a speech.
He's making a speech.
Surely not. Who would want to give a stuff about what he said?
Him and Heath Shaw.
Was it like a joint speech?
Heath Shaw played 400 games.
300 games, so he's probably entitled to. But yourself, yes. Dil, you're doing a bit of work in the footy media now, and you've come up with some great ideas. Would you care to explain to Bill your idea about almost touches counting on the stat sheet?
Oh, mate, almost touches. Well, Billy, he would be a product case of that. It'd be absolutely fantastic. He might have actually... He'd be a Hall of Famer. Almost touches is something I'm campaigning to bring to the AFL next year. Now, Billy, for someone like myself who struggled to get a kick, there was a lot of times in games where I was out and I should have been used, but I wasn't. So I want to start counting those stats because, you know, I'd probably walk off the game with anywhere between 7 disposals to 11. But I reckon if the almost touches were counted, I'm up there with the 25s and I'm getting a game every week.
Mate, they didn't use you. Don't worry. Ablett, mate.
Oh, yeah.
Ablett would have three players on him, Gary Senior, this is. I'd be on my own. And Couch and Bairstow and them, they'd still kick at the bloody Ablett and he'd mark it.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
It is indeed. And also you're doing some good work with Movember. Tell us about that, because you don't have to grow a mow, and in your case, you probably can't grow a mow.
No, you're right there. You are right. I've been a mow boy for 3 years now, and obviously it's a very, very important cause. I know you two are very passionate about also, and obviously Movember's upon us, but you're right, mate. There's three ways you can get involved this year, which is obviously growing a moustache, which I cannot do. There's move. So on the run, I'm trying to do a 150-kilometre run this month throughout the month of Movember to raise some money. And there's also hosting an event, which we can do hopefully soon and have some people around. So there's three ways to get involved. Such a good cause, obviously raising awareness for men's health and whatnot throughout. It's obviously, you know, suicide prevention, prostate cancer and testicular cancer. And how's the stats on this, boys, which is really upsetting and damning? It's 7 men take their lives every day in Australia at the moment, which is really scary, because that's actually gone up from last year in 6. Which is really sad. So hopefully we can raise some more awareness and break that stigma for sure.
Yeah, fantastic work you're doing there. And, of course, for the Carlton boys, Sam Rowe as well, we were there at the time when he bravely fought and won against testicular cancer as well. So a really, really good thing you're doing, mate. And 150Ks, that's surely not just one run. That's over the month.
No, that's over the month. Yes, yes, mate. You know me, and
I was going to say you've certainly improved.
You've seen me running some 2K time trials, and I was lucky. I'm actually paying $1 to tear both calves off the bone in the first week. So we'll see how it goes, mate. But you know me, I'm just going to keep punching through, and it's a good cause. So hopefully, we can raise some money for it.
Hey, Dilbert, what about your podcast? Very, very funny. We love your work. How are they all going, and how do we get them?
No, I appreciate that, mate. I've been trying to get Daisy on the show for the last 3 weeks. He's been ghosting my calls. But
Not a big enough budget.
Fair enough.
It's going well. It is going well. It's probably been a bit of a blessing for me having that in this COVID period, being able to catch up with some awesome people, incredible people online. So, yeah, Dylan Friends podcast on all good podcast stores, iTunes, Spotify, YouTube. Check it out and tell your mum, tell your dad.
Who's been your best guest and who's been your worst guest?
Worst guest, Tommy Sheridan.
Timmy.
Best guest, probably fittingly, actually, in the last sort of period, I've had some incredible people on. I had Ben Crowe, who was obviously a revelation. If you know the Richmond story, has been one of the most incredible people I've had on the show. And also Hugh Van Kylenberg, the founder of the Resilience Project, has been awesome. But also got Big Toby Green on next week. Had a lot of the footy boys on, so it's just a bit of fun, and we just take it where it goes and see what happens.
Have you had Tony Armstrong on?
I have had Tony Armstrong on.
He didn't get a mention in the best and or worst, so just somewhere right in the middle, right in his sweet spot.
Very, very good, Tony Armstrong. I know he's a good friend of yours, and geez, he's got some funny stories of his Collingwood days of I don't know if I can say him on radio. Definitely tune into that episode and have a listen.
Well, you can listen to him at dylanfriends.com, and make sure you do check out movember.com and register to grow a mo or run some K's this November to raise some money for a great cause. Dylan Buckley, thanks for joining us on the Rush Hour.
Thanks a lot, boys.
Good on you, Dil.
On you, Dil.
Dale Thomas and Billy Brownless, this is Triple M's Rush Hour.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. Here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Ah, yes, Daisy, the very, very popular Hump Day Quiz. Both contestants, believe it or not, barrack for bloody Richmond, and both contestants are from Coongupna, which is just out of Shepparton. Go through Shepparton and then just on the right there, as you said earlier in the show, on Coongupna Road. So we will meet them, Daisy. First of all, we've got Brody. Hello, Brody. Welcome to the Hump Day Quiz.
G'day, Bill. G'day, Raps. G'day, Daisy.
G'day, Brody. How are you, buddy? And what, just tell me, what's the best thing about Coongupna?
probably the smell of fresh country air mixed in with a bit of cow manure.
I tell you what it is, Daisy, the road, let me tell you. And Richmond supporter, bro, you're still celebrating, I suppose?
Oh, absolutely. We're up and about up here in Coongupna.
Sounds like it.
Got the double with the storm as well. So.
Oh, well done. And also, I assume that you know. Shut up.
Sing it loud, Bill.
Yellow and black. We're full of. Yeah.
There we go. What about, well, Brody? Do you know Pat? Obviously, yeah, both from Coongupna.
Yeah, so, we went to primary school and high school together.
There you go.
What do you do, Brody?
I'm a teacher's aide.
All right, and Pat, he joins us. G'day, Pat, also from Coongupna. Hello, Patty.
Hey, Ben. Hey, Daisy. Rabs.
What do you do, Pat?
Oh, I work at the school as well, doing a gap year.
Oh, you're doing nothing, you two.
You're doing a gap year in Coongupna.
Fight out, mate.
So, do you both, obviously, you both would know Steel Sidebottom?
Yeah, he's a good boy.
Yeah.
Good boy. Damien Drum?
Yep.
Yep.
Is there still the pub in Coongupna?
No
pub.
Okay.
Unfortunately. No, it's the old way to Shepparton.
Mate, there's never been a pub. There's a little general store in the footy ground. Did you go to that sporty last year that me and Brian did there?
Yeah. It's a big waste of money.
Get stuffed. Reimburse him.
Those
bloody chockers.
Bill, you just told that story about the rubber band that you stole off someone
Shut
else.
Shut up! Right, we'll get on with the quiz.
Come up with your material, mate.
And the cheap gags he got off the club members about the president, which just happens to be Pat's dad.
Okay.
Well, got you in their sights, Bill.
A chubby little back pocket player that drinks too many frothies. Is that right, Pat?
Are you talking about yourself, Bill?
We might get two other contestants, actually.
The boys have gone whackety whack whack early.
Richmond, Pat. Richmond smart, Alex. Fair.
Hey, Rabs. Yes. Rabs, hit that button again. Get the Tigers going.
Shut up, Rabs.
All of the shots.
We're from Geelong.
They're running the show, Bill. Throwing right, hey, boys. Grabs.
I hope you don't get one right, because have we got any prizes for these nuffies?
Yeah, we do. We've got a Sherlock Steele tray wheelbarrow. Daisy and I went around to JB's and nicked it from his garage, still wrapped up. For wheelbarrow or cart that lasts longer, you've got to grab a Sherlock from Bunnings Warehouse. We've also got some St. Andrew's Beach Brewery vouchers to give away, because guess what? They are back open from tomorrow. StAndrewsBeachBrewery.com.au/bookings.
Open from tomorrow, St. Andrews. That is fantastic. Righto, boys. You know how it happens. Just yell out Brody. That's your name, the old teacher's aide. And Pat, who was also doing a gap year or something. And five questions. Whoever gets three wins, obviously. You ready?
Yeah, mate.
Yeah. Oh,
it's a bit slower. It takes a while to get to Kangutna.
Right.
Name the jockey and horse who won the 2020 Cox Plate. Oh, fair dinkum. It was on Saturday. One of the great races of all time.
I was too focused on the footy, Bill.
Yeah, no idea, Bill. I was watching the footy, mate.
Do you watch anything else than footy? Do you look at the news? Do you see what's happening in America?
I told you, Bill, the mighty Melbourne Storm got up.
Yeah, that's one. Well, you've got one thing. Righto, here we go, boys.
Ripping start, Pat.
Oh, and that's my fault, you reckon, is it?
No, just you pick the contestants. That's all right.
I didn't. If I knew these two, I wouldn't have picked them. Boys, name this band and who performed at the grand final.
Brody.
That's Brody, I think. Yep, Brody.
That's Shepherd.
Well done.
And does he have to give the song name?
Say Geronimo.
Yeah, okay.
Well, it's actually Geronimo. It's not saying. Yeah. Wonder Bro. Number three in this very, very good quiz. Who did Lee Matthews mistakenly award two votes to in the Norms?
Brody.
No, that was Pat. Pat?
Nathan Broad.
Well done.
Jesus, just got very close all of a sudden, didn't it, in here?
It's a humdinger. Number four. Where is next week's NRL State of Origin Game 1 being played?
Now, hang on.
Oh, well, it's a multi-choice. I probably should have told you that, but anyway. Bro?
It's at Adelaide Oval.
Oh, didn't give me time to read out some good. Could have been A, the Gold Coast Kebab Shop. B, Pink Flamingos in Broadbeach with Ed. C, Wet and Old with Old Fat. Or D,
Wet and Old.
So Brody 2. Brody 2, Pat 1. This is going well.
So is this the point, Bill, where I say to Pat, if Brody gets the next one, he walks away the winner? So first to three?
Do that.
Okay. Pat, this is the point where you need to win the next couple of questions, otherwise Brody walks away the winner of the quiz.
Yeah, cheers, Dave. Thanks for saving the quiz. Bill's butchering it.
Righto, here we go, smartasses. It's an audio question. Who is this?
I got the ring and, it's for sale. I need to pay Pat. For all the beers. I'm about to sink.
Pat. He needs it. He needs this, Pat.
I only know his nickname. His nickname's Cheese.
Oh, now, Daisy, you're the judge.
Yeah, for a sense of theatre, that's good enough for me, Fat.
Oh, wow-wee. What's his name? Brandon Smith. And they call him, don't call me Philadelphia Cheese.
Philly Cheese.
It's Philly Cheese, Bill.
Shut up.
Followed up by Bubble Cheese and then Champ Cheese.
Oh, so you didn't answer it.
Well, I did yell out, but no one heard me.
Oh,
yeah. Okay, righto, here we go. For the win. This is for the win. Which Supercars champion debut race in the IndyCars in Florida ended in a crash on the weekend? Oh, it's something other than football, so these blokes will have no idea.
I saw it. I can't remember.
The Supercars champion, and he was in the IndyCars in Florida.
Pat, I'll just guess.
Yes, yeah. Pat.
Scott McLaughlin.
Paddy boys won it.
Of course I knew that. I just knew he wouldn't.
Well done. What does Pat win, Rabs?
Well, he gets his choice of the Sherlock Steel Tray Wheelbarrow or the $50 voucher to St. Andrews Beach Brewery, which is reopening tomorrow.
Ooh.
Jeez, I'll go to the wheelbarrow just to be like Jim.
Oh, you won't use it in Kagupna, let me tell you. And what does the other fool's head win?
Well, I just explained that, Bill. The St. Andrews Beach Brewery voucher, $50, because they're reopening tomorrow, which you can book at standrewsbeachbrewery.com.au/bookings.
Hey, well done, boys. Great to have you on board, Brody and Pat.
No worries, Bill.
Thanks, Bill, mate.
Oh, mate, now they're coming around me.
You're keeping on for another ad break. You two could all be very pally.
Hey, they were actually quite funny, those boys. Well done. That is another edition of the Hump Day Quiz.
It is, and hopefully we've got another edition of Bill's Joke coming up very shortly as well. It's the Rush Hour with Billy and Daisy on Triple M. On the Triple M app and on your radio, this is the Rush Hour with Dale Thomas.
Get on the beers.
And Billy Brownless on Triple M.
Oh, it is time, Fat. You have been really, really, really good. Well, yesterday, of course, the joke from across the ditch. But
before we get there, though, champion jockey Glenn Boss, ahead of a massive weekend. We're hoping to get him on the show tomorrow, which will be massive. Cox Plate winner. Is it four times?
Yes, four times.
Yeah, he's a little bit lighter in the pocket as well after celebrating pretty early in the weekend. So he's hopefully on the show tomorrow. But as you did allude to, it's time for this, Bill.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
And these jokes are all a bit of fun, and we don't take them too seriously, okay?
Oh, no, cross the Dutch. This means it's going to be very risque.
No, Daisy. I met an older lady at the bar last night. She was about 60, a very nice lady. And we drank and, we just had some fun together, spoke and talked for a long time. And at one stage, she asked me if I've ever had a mother-daughter threesome. I said, no, I have not. I couldn't believe it. We drank some more, and then she leans over and whispers, "This is your lucky night." So I went back to her place, Daisy, yes. And she put the hall light on and shouted upstairs, "Hey, Mum, you still awake?" No, Daisy. No. Oh, no.
Not from the Cremorne, no, folks. Nan's Daisy. Coming down the stairs.
Oh, no. I just left. Let me tell you, I left.
Lies.
I walked out.
Lies.
I walked out.
Lies, you would have helped her down the stairs.
I walked out then and there, Daisy.
Oh, yes. Hey, Mum, come down.
Huh? You still awake?